With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Military analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis says President-elect Donald Trump has good reason to seek greater control over the Panama Canal.
The fact is that it's been taken over by Chinese entities.
And McGinnis says China's control is actually well concealed.
That doesn't appear on the surface, but we know as the Chinese have helped construct ports throughout Latin America, about 40 of them, that the Chinese communists have great influence throughout the region. And given the criticality and our past control of the Panama Canal, it makes sense that the United States wants to keep it neutral.
McGinnis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. Ballotpedia editor-at-large Scott Rasmussen says this election cycle spelled the beginning of the end for trust in the legacy mainstream media.
I think this was the election where they lost control of the narrative, and it is going to be a long and difficult process to restore trust.
The latest Rasmussen poll finds cable news outlets are now more trusted than the big three broadcast networks, yet a majority of voters say media bias is getting worse. Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden's selective commutations for federal death row inmates this week sends a cruel message to the families of their victims.
So what message does that send to those 37 families and their friends and their fellow police officers who were shot or killed or tortured in cold blood, that your loved one is expendable? Your loved one is not politically inconvenient, so we're going to let his murderer get off.
Cotton says the president showed a political rather than ethical motivation by maintaining the death sentence for the most politically inconvenient killers. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Iraq are considering some troubling legislation, as Michael Harrington explains.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has ruled that Missouri's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment. But Planned Parenthood says it still hasn't been able to resume providing abortions in Missouri because a judge has left in place licensure requirements for abortion facilities. Those at Planned Parenthood say it simply cannot currently meet. Missouri is one of 5 states where voters approved abortion ballot measures in the election. This is SRN News. Aviation experts say it's becoming clear they believe that Russian air defense fire was likely responsible for the Azerbaijani plane crash. It left 38 people dead, leaving all 29 survivors injured as well. The BBC's correspondent John Donison has more.
The White House spokesperson John Kirby said there were early indications that pointed to the possibility the plane was brought down by Russian air defense systems. The Kremlin has again refused to comment, but Russia's civil aviation agency said Ukrainian drones were active in the area around Grozny, the plane's original destination at the time. Given the huge fireball that erupted when the plane crash-landed in Kazakhstan, it's remarkable there were any survivors.
The plane was flying from Azerbaijan's capital of Baku to Grozny, the regional capital of the Russian Republic of Chechnya at the time. More on these stories at srnnews.com.